Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Recep Tayyip Erdogan gave a victory speech after early count data suggested that he had secured another five-year term in Turkey's presidential runoff. He received more than 52% of the vote. His main challenger, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, took nearly 48%. Mr. Kılıçdaroğlu called the result, quote, unfair, but did not dispute it. The lira neared a record low of about 20 to the dollar. Kevin McCarthy, the Republican Speaker of the House, attempted to quash talk of a rebellion among right-wing Republicans opposed to a tentative deal to raise America's debt ceiling, struck with President Joe Biden on Saturday. The agreement, which will cap non-defense discriminatory spending at 2023 levels for 2 years, faces a bumpy journey through Congress, with the House voting on Wednesday. One person was killed in Kyiv after Russia launched its largest drone attack on Ukraine's capital to date. 54 Iranian-made flying bombs were launched, a military official said, with 52 of them shot down. The attack came on the dawn of Kyiv Day, when the city celebrates its founding in 482. Somalia's government said that the country would begin voting for its president in direct elections from next year. The East African country currently has an indirect voting system in which clan representatives and delegates choose candidates for parliament, who then designate a president. A government statement suggested that a one-person, one-vote election will now be held every 5 years. Ken Paxton, Texas's Republican Attorney General, was impeached by lawmakers in the state's lower chamber over allegations of abuse of office. He will be temporarily removed from the job while the state Senate votes whether to oust him permanently, which would represent a rare punishment. Mr. Paxton called the move, quote, profoundly unjust. He stands accused of using his office to help a donor, then obstructing investigators. Iranian troops exchanged fire with the Taliban on the Afghan border, exacerbating a conflict over water rights. This month, Ebrahim Raisi, Iran's president, warned Afghanistan not to restrict his country's rights to the Helmand River, which flows into Lake Hamun on the border. Its water is a vital resource. Iran's meteorological agency says 97% of the country faces some level of drought. The Cannes Film Festival's top prize went to Anatomy of a Fall, a French courtroom drama directed by Justine Triet, about a woman suspected of murdering her husband. It was only the third film directed by a woman to win the Palme d'Or. Jonathan Glazer's movie, about an Auschwitz commandant, The Zone of Interest, took the second place award. And figure of the day, 4%. The fall in the populations of Kuwait and Singapore between 2019 and 2021. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.